Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna Good evening, Brother Roy, Jesus Army Warrior, amen? A Jesus Army Warrior in the Army of God. And tonight I'm going to be speaking on advancing the kingdom, amen? Jesus Army Warriors out there, right now I'm speaking to Jesus Army Warriors out there. Are you a Jesus Army Warrior in the Army of God? Okay, tonight we're going to put our armor on, amen? As a soldier of the cross, we have to put our armor on. So just... repeat this after me. In the name of Jesus, I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And therefore I take under myself the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, I stand therefore, having my loins girt about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of my warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down the strongholds. I have in the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. My power, faith and love. My loins are girded with the truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cast all truth. Put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore I take on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, I stand therefore having in my loins girt with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, that has all the weapon of my warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. I have in the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, I have peace. Pursue peace with all men. I'm a minister of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. And I take the shield of faith, wherewith I'm able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And the helmet of salvation, holding the thoughts, feeling, and purpose of God's heart. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the face of all trials, tests, and temptations, and tribulations, I cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking the word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Thank you, Father. I'll pray at all times and every occasion in the Spirit with all manner of prayer and intercession. To that end, I'll keep alert and watch a strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints. My power, ability, and sufficiency of God, which qualified me as a minister and a dispenser of a new covenant of salvation through Christ. Amen. Did you pray that prayer with me? I know there was a little mixed up there, but you know what? The Lord just got me back right back on again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to talk tonight about, we talked about repentance. We talked about repentance. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then we talked about empowerment. I've been talking about empowerment. And I was talking about vision. And then I'm talking about interest, prayer, and fasting. But tonight is a night of advancing the kingdom. Are you ready to advance the kingdom? Are you ready to advance the kingdom tonight? In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord wants you advancing the kingdom. He wants you advancing the kingdom. And what I'm saying is you need to take authority. The Bible says that we have all authority over the power of the enemy. Nothing can hurt us. Amen. Even this virus is going on right now. You know what? You're covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But we got to start advancing that other ones basically get covered with the blood of Jesus also. Amen. People coming from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. They're covered by the blood. I'm just going to call forth that in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, there's a few scriptures I'm going to read here. And, I know there's a real fear tactic out there trying to get people fearful of this virus and do this and do that and do this. But you know what? Anything of manipulation, intimidation, and domination is not of the Holy Spirit. It's of the devil. So what I'm saying is tonight is, you know what? You just need to listen to the verse, 41:10. The Lord speaking. He says here, fear not, fear thou not. I am with thee. Amen. The Lord is with you out there. He's with you. Amen. You know what? If God is for you, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. In other words, don't be fearful. Don't be fearful out there. Be not dismayed. In other words, do not allow yourself to be fearful of this. Amen. Amen. And it says here, and also it says, For I am thy God. The Lord is speaking to all of us. And he said, for I am thy God. In other words, you know what? Be still and know that he is God. That's what he's saying. Be still and know that I am God. That he is God. Amen. You know, so we don't need to get upset. We don't need to go run here, run there, or do this or do that. We just need to be still before our God. Be still before our God. Amen? And say, you know what? Lord, I don't fear. I don't fear because you said fear not. And, right? That's what the word says. Okay. He says, I will strengthen you. He's going to strengthen us. Amen? But you know what? The joy of the Lord is our strength. We got to get into some joy. You know, we got to get into some joy where we're joyful. Amen? Where we're dancing around and because the joy of the Lord is our strength. This whole thing with this virus is trying to take away your joy. Do everything you can, but we got to keep your joy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? That's what the Bible says. And then it says here, I will help them. The Holy Spirit says, oh, boldly say, I am your helper. Right now, say to the Holy Spirit, say, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are my helper. Amen? That's what we need to do. Say, Holy Spirit, you are my helper in time of need. Is it right now? There's a time of need with this whole thing going on. You know what? But you know what? You're protected. You're protected. Amen? You know, get into your word. Spend time with the Holy Spirit. You know, don't listen to what's going on with people. Because you know what? It's just negative and it's like a Satan's frequency. Everything that says, well, this is happening, that's happening. But they're not saying how many people are being healed. They're not saying how many people are no longer have the virus. You know what I'm saying? Right? And that's what we got to go. We got to go where. But what is God doing? What is Jesus doing? Jesus is the great physician. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is God. What's Jesus doing? He's healing people. He's setting people free of this virus. Amen? Praise the Lord. I will uphold thee. Now the Lord's saying, I will uphold thee with my right hand. He's upholding us. In other words, he's got his hands around us, and he's upholding us. And nothing can come against us. Nothing can get on us because he's holding us in his hand, in his righteous hand. Amen? Amen. Behold, verse 11 in 41:10, verse 11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee. Amen. Right? Because this virus was kind of incensed against us. It just came on, right? And it says here, shall be ashamed. So whatever this virus came from, they will be ashamed and confounded, and they will be as nothing. They'll be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Amen? What's the Lord saying? The Lord's saying basically that he's going to bring this to naught. The Lord is going to bring this virus to naught. You know, Easter's coming up very soon, and we have Passover. And so let's just get into agreement together. If you agree with it, we get into agreement right now and say, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the virus is gone in Jesus' name and Lord in Passover. Just like you, Lord, like you passed when they put the blood doorpost. It passed over. And we're believing at Passover that this virus is totally gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. We gotta start proclaiming that. We gotta start speaking that, my friends out there. My brothers and sisters and who is listening on this radio, start speaking it. Start speaking what the word they're saying. Amen. They're speaking what the Lord is saying. Amen. That Jesus is greater than any virus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Amen. So what's going to happen? Believing that they're going to seek them, but they'll not find them. Okay. So what's going to happen? I believe it's going to happen is they're going to seek them, but they will not find them. In other words, it won't come nigh unto thee. That contended with thee, so anybody, people that have been contending with thee, amen, about this, what's going on, and they that war against us, and they that war against us, the ones that are warring against us, of the enemy, they're warring against us, amen, we're in a war, 24 hours a day, but right now we're warring against the enemy, the devil is war against is warring against Jesus, and we're warring against the world at this point in time. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're warring against the world, right? You know what? But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You know, we're warring against the things that go, because the thing is, what's happening is the world, the governments are trying to manipulate, intimidate, and dominate people. Amen? Right? That's exactly what's going on. Right? But we're not under that control. Right? Because it says right here, contend with thee, they shall war against thee, and shall be as nothing, and a thing of naught. Amen? So this virus is going to be a thing of naught. A thing of nothingness. It's going to just, as fast as it came, it's going to go. Amen? You know, there's many, many prophets out there that are prophesying. They say, as fast as this coronavirus came in, it's going to go right back out again. Amen? Praise the Lord. Right? Amen. And the thing is, you're covered by the blood of Jesus. You know what? You're basically in Jesus' bloodline. You're not in the devil. You're not in Adam's bloodline. Where you're in, you know, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. You're citizens of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus all glory and honor and praise. Okay. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. I will help thee. That's what the Lord is saying right now. He's saying, fear not, for I will help thee. So the thing is, don't allow fear to come on you about this. You just got to say, you know what? I'm covered by the blood. If God is for me, who could be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen? Amen. That's what we need to say. Okay? Because the thing is, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Amen? But we just need to stay, get away from that. Get away from that association, environment, influence. If somebody is trying to influence you, you know, association, you know, and you're in that, just stay out of that environment. Amen? Stay around around people of like faith that are basically believing the same you are. Okay, now, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go to tonight. We're going to go into advancing the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. Amen? So the thing is, so you just don't, you know, you don't allow that fear, and now you start advancing the kingdom. Where do you start advancing the kingdom? It starts in your own home. It starts in your own homes. Amen? In your own homes. Okay? With your own family. Okay? So right now you're with your family and everything like that. Okay? So now you need to start advancing in your own home. In other words, you need to start speaking the word of God. Speaking the word of God over your family. Amen? Speaking the word of God over your situation. Speaking the word of God over your circumstances. Speaking the word of God over your symptoms, and because the thing is, they have to change because the word of God doesn't. Amen? So it doesn't matter what situation, what circumstance is going on right now in your home, or what symptoms you're dealing with, speak the word of God over it. One of the most powerful weapons that the Lord, Jesus, the Lord has given us, is the word of God. We need to proclaim the word of God. We need to speak the word of God. You know, we need to declare the word of God. Amen. Because that is God. Because the word of God does not return void, but accomplishes what he sets it out to do. So if you keep speaking the word of God, you're speaking it right into existence. You see the invisible and you believe and act on the impossible, you will enjoy the miracle. You'll enjoy the miracle that the Lord, the Lord is sending you. Amen. So we just need to basically keep speaking the word of God. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot look, you're trying to advance the kingdom, you can't do it by sight, by the five senses. You have to do it by the five senses of God. Seeing in the Spirit, you know, seeing in, right? Hearing what the Spirit's saying to you, okay? That's how you advance the kingdom, okay? We have to keep walking by faith and not by what we see or hear or even what people tell you. You know, you've got to start walking by faith and saying, Lord, this is what your word says, and this is what I am only receiving. Amen? Amen. So that's what we need to do. Praise the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Now, I'm just going to go into a little bit of advancing the kingdom. How do we advance the kingdom? Well, we advance the kingdom by basically, it says here, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven took violence, and the violence take it by force. We advance the kingdom by violence, by being violent, in the Word of God, being in the Holy Spirit. Amen. What I'm saying is confrontational to the enemy. Saying stuff, you know, start speaking to the enemy. You know what? You know, don't, you start getting violent and you start speaking to the word of God to the enemy. I am the Lord, Jesus speaking, and healeth thee. You know, speak the word to the enemy, okay? Don't allow, if you get a pain in your arm or stuff like that, you know what? Put your arm on it and say, in the name of Jesus, pain me. You know, that's what I'm saying. Because the enemy will try, and he will try to slowly, if he can get you to start saying to your somebody else, oh, I get a pain and all this stuff, and you go see the doctor, you know what? You've accepted that. Never, ever, ever, my brothers and sisters, never accept any sickness, okay? Never, ever take ownership of any sickness. It's not yours. Amen. It's not yours. Sickness is of the world. Amen. Sickness is of the world. It's the world sickness, right? It's not heaven, right? So what I'm saying is, so if you are a child of God, you are not, you're in Jesus' bloodline, not Adam's, and also you are a citizen of heaven. You're in the world, but not of the world. You're citizens of heaven. Amen? So how you advance the kingdom is you start walking in divine health. Amen? You start walking in divine health. Okay? No sickness. You know, you don't have to deal with sickness because the Lord, you know, in Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, to chastise people upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Not we are healed, we were healed. Amen? So when Jesus did that, what he's saying is, you know what? He wants us walking in divine health because that's how we glorify the Lord. That's how we advance in the kingdom of God. Amen? You start advancing the kingdom of God by walking in divine health, by walking in that you're not sick. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. In Mark chapter 11, verse 15, Jesus confronts the money changers in the temple. Amen? So you need to confront the enemy. And sometimes you have to confront people. You know what? Confront people that are around you. Confront them, right? If they're basically doing something they shouldn't be doing, you know, in love, I mean, do it in love, but confront them. And say, you know what? What are you doing? You know? Or sometimes you just have to dissociate from people. You know, it just depends on, you know, on the situation, okay? Because, listen to this. So Jesus confronted the money changers in the temple when he tipped over the table and he threw them out, saying, "My house shall be called of all nations house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Okay? So Jesus confronted them, the money changers, because, in the temple, they just made it a place for money changing and that stuff, you know? And he said it should be a house of prayer. So the thing is, so if you have people that are basically coming over all the time and stuff like that, and they're trying to intimidate, manipulate, and dominate you, then basically say, you've got to confront them and say, you know what? You know, you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to leave. My house, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to tell that person to leave. Because your house is a house of prayer. Amen? Amen. So confrontation is a major part of the new move of God. Okay? Okay, so let me say it again. Confrontation is a new major part of the new move of God, because holiness will not come without it. Amen? So we have to confront wickedness. We've got to confront wicked people, because without it, holiness will not come. Amen? And right now in these days, right now, we want to be walking in holiness and purity in Jesus. Amen? Holiness and purity, right? And humbleness in the mighty name of the Lord, right? Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift us up in due time. Amen? That's what it's all about, walking in holiness and purity. Amen? And then Ephesians 5:27 says that he might present it to himself. Now he's talking about us right now, okay? That Jesus might present to himself a glorious church. The Lord wants us to be a glorious church. Amen? A glorious church. And not having spot or wrinkle. Well, that means a church of holiness and purity. But that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen? We need to be holy, and we need to be walking in purity in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? That's it. And that's how you advance. You're advancing the kingdom. As we advance ourselves in the kingdom of God, right? As we advance ourselves, we're advancing the kingdom of God. Amen? Because we're part of the kingdom of God. Isn't that true? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm just going to go on here. I'm going to say this. When the church moves forward in power and authority, the devil moves out and Jesus moves in. Amen, the King of Glory. Okay? Let me say that again. So when the church moves forward, okay, and we're talking about people now. We're talking about, right? We're talking about the army of God. We're talking about the church, the militant church. And when we move forward, so if you move forward in your home, and start walking in divine health, right? The devil will move out of your house, and the King of Glory, Jesus, will move into your house. Amen? That's how it works. So every time that you move forward in your health, in your finances, spiritually, mentally, the devil will move out and the King of Glory will move in. Amen? Into your house. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now the key to advancing the kingdom, and I was just talking about that, key to advancing the kingdom is submitting yourself to God. Okay? Submitting ourselves to God. So the key to us to advancing the kingdom, what I'm speaking about, is basically what it is submitting ourselves to God. Surrendering to Jesus. Amen? All to Jesus we surrender. I mean, that's what it's all about. Surrendering yourself to God. okay? Resisting the devil by speaking the word of God. I spoke about that. Resisting the devil. How do you resist the devil? By speaking the word of God to him. Amen? Speaking the word of God to him. To him. That's how. And he will flee. And he will flee. So if you keep speaking the word of God, you know, as you submit yourself unto, submitting ourselves into God, unto God, unto Daddy God, then resisting the enemy by the word of God, right? Proclaiming it, declaring it, speaking it, right? Over your children, over yourselves, over your family, over your marriages. Right? Over your finances. Over your city, town, or village, wherever you live. You know, you keep speaking the word of God over that. Right? The enemy will leave, he will flee in absolute terror from you. Absolute terror from you. And we put on the armor of God. Putting on the armor of God is so important. The devil will flee in absolute terror, like I said. Now, what we need to do is what we need to do. We need to mobilize ourselves and praying more in the spirit. You hear what I just said? We need to mobilize ourselves on the offensive. Praying more in the spirit. Amen. And after tonight, if you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I'm going to say a prayer with you for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. The only one that don't want you baptized in the Holy Spirit is the devil. Amen. Right? Because he knows that you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying the perfect will of God, and he can't hear what you're saying. Amen. So get excited about being baptized in the Holy Spirit tonight. Get excited about it. And don't worry. And doesn't matter what people have said about it. It's of the Holy. It's of the Lord. Amen. It's of the Lord. In Acts 2, Jesus told them to go up to the upper room. They'd be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is your opportunity tonight to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Later on, as I come to my closing. Amen. Okay. We need to be praying warrior prayers, and we will win every battle. I'm going to say this. We will win every battle on our knees. Down on my knees, I found my Jesus. Down on my knees, I found my Lord. It wasn't on the mountain, nor in the valley, but down on my knees, I found my Lord. Listen to me, everybody out there, soldiers of the cross. We will win every battle on our knees. Amen? Every battle we will win on our knees. Because we have to realize, we have to know when to camp and receive instructions and strategies from the Holy Spirit. And that is being still and knowing that He is God. And when to march and to take ground from the enemy. Amen. We need those strategies. We need instructions from the Holy Spirit. We don't want to move on our own. We want to move as the Holy Spirit tells us to go. Because we know the battle belongs to the Lord and that Jesus goes before us. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And bow to God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Advancing the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. Amen. Yes. Mobilizing ourselves on the offensive. Not on the defense, but on the offense. Advancing the kingdom is mobilizing ourselves on the offense, taking ground from the enemy. Amen? Because we have all authority and power to do it. Amen? And we have the weapons to do it. Like I said, we have the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and also prayer. Effectual, fervent prayer, warrior prayer. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 So advancing the kingdom. So tonight, as I'm speaking, you know, just see yourself. Start to advance the kingdom. Start to advance. Start to move in the direction the Lord, you know, He directs our steps. He orders our steps. But we need to start moving in the direction He wants us to go. We need to be listening to the Holy Spirit. You know, it's so essential. You need to listen to the, especially right now. Right now with what's going on in the world, you need to know the Holy Spirit. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. You need to move with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He, like I said, He orders our steps, He directs them, and we need to be moving with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit, He's our sender. He's our separator. He's our sealer. He's our source. And He's also our supervisor. Amen. Get to know the Holy Spirit, my friends out there. Get to know the Holy Spirit. Get to know Him. Amen? Because it's a powerful weapon that you have, that He has given us, that Jesus has given us against the enemy. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The anointing. We have the anointing also. The anointing of God breaks all the yoke of bondage. You know, just say, you know what, Jay, right now, anointing, fall on me. The Spirit of the living God, fall on me. Amen? Right? Praise the Lord. Anointing, fall on you right now. Anointing, you need that. You need that to advance, keep advancing the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. You know, and it's little by little by little. Right? You keep advancing. You keep moving ahead. You keep taking more ground from the enemy. You know what? You keep taking more and more ground. And then you're holding that ground and taking more ground. You're not allowing that ground to leave, you know, let that ground go. You're holding that ground in your life, in your marriages. Amen? In cities and towns and villages. Amen? You're holding that ground. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Give you glory and honor and praise. Amen. 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 We're going to read another scripture here. Go to Joel 2. Go to Joel 2. This is what is going on. Blow, ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for is nigh at hand. The Lord right now, He is shaking the world. He's shaking the world, but He's also shaking us as the church. He's shaking us. You know what? It's time for us to get on our knees. It's time for us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. It's time for us to humble and pray and seek His face. Amen? Seek His face. You know? And turn from our wicked ways. You know? He's shaking the world. He's shaking the world right now. Because the world don't know what to do right now. They don't know what to do. So let's just believe that they're going to turn their eyes upon Jesus. Turn their hearts upon Jesus. Amen. That's what's happening all over the world right now. In other countries. in other countries is happening all over the world because they don't know where to turn. Because the world is saying to them, well, there's nothing we can do. We don't have an antidote, right? But Jesus does. His blood. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Christ. Christ is over. Over every virus. Over every virus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Christ is over every virus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let all the inhabitants of the land, for the day of the Lord cometh. We're at night hand, a day of darkness, and this is what we're dealing right now, a day of darkness and a gloominess, a day of clouds and a thick darkness. That's exactly what the scripture is saying right now. The scripture is just saying what's happening in the world right now. As the morning spread upon the mountain, a great people and a strong, there had not been ever the like. Neither shall be any more after even the years of many durations. Amen? Great people. The Lord's talking about us. Amen? We're talking about the army of God. We're talking about the army of God advancing the kingdom, coming out of the boot camp, coming out of boot camp tonight and saying, Lord, I want to go to the front lines. I want to go to the front lines, Lord. No longer am I going to stay in boot camp, Lord, and basically, Lord, I want to get out, and Lord, I want to run to the battle tonight. I want to run to the battle. The battle belongs to you, Lord, but I want to run to the battle. I want to go right to the front lines, Lord, and just start taking more ground from the enemy. More ground from the enemy. Amen? Amen. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burneth, and land is the Garden of Eden before them and behind. Then a desolate wilderness, and yet nothing. The appearance of them as the appearance of horses and horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame, a fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. You see what they're saying here? The Lord is, we're set in battle array. Amen. We put on our armor. We're in battle array. Amen. Right. We're basically marching together. We're marching together forward, taking ground from the enemy. Wherever we go, every step we take, wherever we put our feet, we're taking more ground from the enemy. Amen? He is running an absolute tear from us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? We are indestructible. We are invincible. We are unconquerable in Christ, our holy commander. And then it says, we're going to go on here. Shall he leap like the noise? Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Amen. But we're marching together. We're marching together as the army of God. Men and women. And you know what, brothers and sisters? We're marching together as the army of God, taking ground from the enemy. Amen. Marching together. You know, different ranks, but not looking at each other. We're just marching together as one body, as one army. Amen? You know what? We're just going to keep moving on, following Jesus. Following Jesus, following our heavy commander. Amen? Not looking at each other, but we are just looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? What we're doing. Praise the Lord. And it says we're going to go on here. And it says, praise the Lord. They shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. Amen. So everybody's walking in their path. Everybody's walking in their path that the Lord has called us to. But we're not. But we're walking our steps are ordered and directed of the Lord. We keep walking. We keep marching together. We keep marching. One will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. But we're marching together. Amen. Amen. And it says here, they shall run to and fro in the city. Amen. So we're going to run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb it up upon the hall houses. And they shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. Do you hear that? The earth shall quake before them. The heavens and shall tremble. And the sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. Jesus is going to utter his voice before his army. Amen? The army of God. The army of God. The army of God. Amen? Amen? Are you in that army tonight? Are you in that army tonight? Are you on the offensive, taking ground from the enemy? Are you speaking, proclaiming the word? Are you keep moving ahead with your life? You keep keeping your eyes on Jesus? And keep moving ahead and becoming the man and woman, a man or woman that he created you to be and do what he's called you to do. Amen. This is what it's all about. Soldiers of the cross. Amen. We're soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great and he is strong. Amen. That's what we're talking about Jesus here. Man, you know what? He is strong. He is God. He is Alpha. He is the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. Amen? He's our Savior. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. But he's the commander of the army of God. Jesus is the commander. Amen? He's our commander. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Lord utters his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide in it? 12. Therefore, also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. That's what the Lord is saying to the body of Christ tonight. He's saying to our brothers and sisters. He's saying to the body of Christ. He's saying to us, turn, turn. Amen. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. So he's talking that. He's saying that to us. The people out there listening to me, my brothers and sisters. He's saying that to us. Amen? And rend your heart and not your garments. Turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Satisfied the fast, called it a solemn assembly. Gather the people, satisfy the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, suck the breath, let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Advancing the kingdom, enhancing the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I want to go over here a little bit to 28. And I believe this is what's happening. I believe right now is what I'm speaking is happening right now. The Word of God, what the Word of God is saying. Not what I'm saying, but it's what the Word of God is saying. And I believe it's happening right now as I'm speaking it in the world. Amen? I believe it right now. It says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. Amen? Pour out of my spirit, says the Lord. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned unto darkness, the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Amen. Shall be delivered. As the Lord has said, in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the word of God speaking. And that is advancing the kingdom. Amen. Advancing the kingdom. Right? The Lord wants us to advance. He doesn't want us retreating. He doesn't want us running away. He doesn't want us fearful. He wants us to advance the kingdom. He wants us to keep moving forward. Amen. Do not fear. Do not allow fear to come on you. Amen. Do not be intimidated. Do not be manipulated. Do not be dominated. Amen. You need fire of the Holy Spirit. Advance the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom, you need the fire of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Baptized in the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Jesus, thank you, Lord. I'm just going to go over to another scripture here. Get your Bibles and go to another scripture. Isaiah 59:19. I'll give you a second to get there. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Okay. Now here's the scripture part that I want you to hear. Okay, are you at 19 right now? 59:19? Okay. So it says, when the enemy shall come in, okay? People read it this way. They always read it, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Well, I'm sorry, I don't read it that way. I just don't read it that way, okay? Because I'm not going to give the enemy any glory here. I'm not going to give the enemy I'm not going to give you, you know what I'm saying? Okay? Because this is what I believe. Okay? I'm going to read the scripture again. Okay. When the enemy shall come in, period. Right? So when the enemy shall come in, period. Like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him. Amen? So the enemy can come in, but like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him. So the flood is of the Lord, not of the enemy. Amen? That's the way I'm looking at this. I know that many people read it differently, but you know what? That is the way that I look at this scripture. I'm putting the emphasis on the Lord. Our God, the mighty warrior, right? I'm not putting the emphasis on the devil, okay? So when the enemy comes in, period, like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him. Amen? And we, the army of God, the militant church, are that standard. Why are we that standard? Because our heavenly commander, has given us all authority, all power over the enemy. Amen? Let me say that again. Why are we that standard? Because the Lord has given us, the militant church, army of God, all power and authority over the enemy. Amen? So we need to start exercising that authority. We need to start exercising that power that he has given us. Amen? We need to become the Jesus Army warrior, militant church. Amen? Militant church. Amen. And the army of God. The army of God. We keep moving forward, marching forward, right? We keep marching forward into the enemy's territory and taking more ground from him. And Jesus and his angels, all warring angels, all around us. Amen? The battle belongs to the Lord. My brothers and sisters, my soldiers, the soldiers of the cross. Amen? And he goes before us. Amen? Remember this. Remember this. If God is for you, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen? Now, I just want to lift up the people there. That are basically listening to the radio. I want you to put your hands up. I'm going to put your hands up. Give it a couple minutes. This is from the heart. Do you really? The Lord says sometimes you have not because you've asked not. Are you ready tonight to ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you in His Spirit tonight? Speaking, evidence of speaking in tongues. Just lift up your hand and say, it's with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I to baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I want to be on fire for you. I ask you to baptize me in the fire of your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it now. Kolabashita lakata sika papanta. Just as I'm speaking this out, just allow the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to open up your vocal cords. Open your mouth. Do not allow fear. Do not allow fear to come in. This is of the Lord. Don't matter what people have said, whatever. You are just taking a further step into the water. You're going over your head, allowing Jesus to hold on. It's like you're getting out of the boat. You're just like getting out of the boat, and you're walking on the water. Amen? Jesus. And say, thank you, Lord. I receive the baptism of your Holy Spirit. Just start speaking out. Just allow your tongue. It might be just a few words, a couple words, but you know what? Just keep speaking. Just keep walking and keep speaking in faith. Kula bashita la bakota shinda la kota. Kita papanda kita la kota shita ronta. Kinga babanda la bonte sita la bakikanda. Shinda la batita la banda. Kika la banda sita barabante shinda nata. Jesus, Jesus. Tonight, If you don't know Jesus, he wants to get to know you. And it says, as we call on the Lord, we shall be saved. So just call on Jesus tonight. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. You said that if I call on you, I shall be saved. Lord, I'm serious. I'm serious, Lord. I want to come into your kingdom. I want to be your child. I want to come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I renounce the world. I renounce anything, Lord, that I've done. I renounce it in Jesus. I renounce Satan. I renounce Satan in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. You said, Lord, that I would be a new creation. I thank you, Lord, from this day. It's a new day. It's a new time. It's a new life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.